Blog Talk Radio.
Segment of Live Without Limits. Today's show is titled Three Questions from the Small Town Billionaire. And one of the reasons that I want to talk to you about this is that in so many ways, when someone is considered a millionaire or a big shot or whatever, when it comes to financial, people just kind of assume that they don't understand what really goes into working for this and how they're going to get what they have. And if you understand that in so many ways, who you are and how you determine who you are and the things that you have in life is up to you. And the three questions from the small town billionaire, the star of the show likes to drink Coca-Cola, play bridge, eat seeds, candies, and he has lived in the same house, in the same small Midwestern town for over 40 years. The boring billionaire is what it might be called if you were to have a reality show about Warren Buffett. That's the way it seems on the surface. Deep down, of course, it's much different. There's a lot going on in his razor-sharp mind, even as he and his equally intelligent business partner, Charlie Munger, advanced into the 80s. Shares in his company are worth almost $200,000 apiece. And while he didn't beat the market last year, but who did? Warren Buffett and Berkshire Hathaway continued to roll on like the 18-wheeler across the Midwestern plains on a clear spring day. This May, thousands of Buffett fanatics, Warren Nut Jimmy, will trek to his annual meeting to ask the Oracle of Omaha a stupid question. What? Most of them probably are stupid questions, at least to him. Fortunately, Warren once asked me three smart questions that led to one of my greatest investments. These questions made me a lot of money and have saved me a lot of trouble. So let's share them with you. Years ago, I read a book that took all the stress out of investing. The book was called The Winning Investment Habits of Warren Buffett and George Soros by Mark Thier, a friend of my friend Thier. This book struck a nerve with me, and I wrote down the 23 investment priorities and 12 criteria of a good investment. And for several months, I reviewed one each morning during my daily document writings. But what really mattered most was the simple circle of competence that Buffett and Soros used to guide what you invest in. All you have to do is ask yourself three questions. What are you interested in? What do you know now? And what would you like to know about and are willing to learn? First, I answer these questions about stocks. Am I interested in them? Kind of. Do I know anything about them now? Not a bit. Am I willing to learn about them? Well, in theory, yes. But as my bookshelf will tell you, in practice, no. In the past 10 years, I've ordered more than 10 books on investing, and I've yet to even crack one open. Listen, if I were to do my own investing, I'd do the guy that bought at the top and sold at the bottom. I'd get fleeced. But when I answer these questions about other business opportunities, I was quickly reminded of where I should invest my money and time and energy. What are you interested in? Information publishing. What do you know now? Quite a bit. What would you like to know about and willing to learn? I live for this stuff. My passion for information publishing online and offline lines up with Buffett's obsession with stocks. In fact, one of Buffett's 23 investment priorities is live and breathe investing 24 hours a day. A few other ones on the list I like are love what you do, not what you own. It's not about the money. Create unique investment philosophy. Focus on after-tax return on investment. Invest in what you understand. Emphasis 9. Refuse investment outside your criteria. Passionately avoid risk. To Buffett, investing is not a risk because he is an expert in it. He lives it and lives for it. The best analogy in my life for information publishing. And so that is what I've decided to invest in, information publishing. In the past year, I've put out a lot of money into companies that I know are going to be winners because that is what I know. I turned one of them from a $150,000 investment into a $250,000 return in less than 12 months. There's simply no way I would ever have been able to do that in the stock market. Information publishing has turned me into the eccentric multimillionaire that I've dreamed of becoming ever since I was a little boy. I knew that I could do it too once I found my circle of... And so can you just answer the three questions of the small-town billionaire, and you'll be able to identify your greatest opportunity for earning your riches in the world. But before you go, the School of Buffett is not out. Here's more wisdom from the Oracle of Omaha from a recent Q&A session he did with students at the University of Toronto's MBA program about building a moat around your business. If you have a castle of in capitalism, people are going to try to capture it. You need two things, a moat around the castle, and you need a knight in the castle who is trying to widen the moat around the castle. How did Coca-Cola build their moat? They deepened the thought of people's minds that Coca-Cola is where happiness is. The moat is what's in your mind. Railroad moats are barriers to entry. Geico's moat is low prices. See, candies create a moat in the minds of consumers. It is a more effective gift on Valentine's Day than Russell Stover. See's Candies has raised its price every year on December 26th for 41 years. BRK bought See's Candies for $25 million in 1972. Today it earns $80 million. Snickers has been the number one candy for 40 years. Every year we try to widen the moat. What is the moat that you can build around your business? Currently, in ETR, it is the secret front-end customer acquisition strategy that we are implementing. It's bringing in hundreds of new customers per day and almost 1,000 new leads. And we're growing this moat every day. On negotiation, you don't want to get in a negotiation that you can't afford to walk away from. Bargaining with people you love is a terrible mistake. It's destructive on people. the most powerful forces in the world is unconditional love. The most important decision you're going to make is whom you're going to marry. What's important is that what you thought of are big things must make sure that your spouse has the same thought on the same big things. Don't marry someone to change them. Marry someone who is a better person than you are. Always associate yourself with people who are better than you. And one of the reasons that I wanted to talk about this is real simple. That for many people, they work day to day, and they live paycheck to paycheck. And what happens is that if they see someone doing something different to make money, then they start belittling them and criticizing them. And it's mostly because they're jealous that they don't have the initiative or the name recognition to be able to do those things for themselves. So why not think of some things that you can do that can put yourself in that position of being financially secure? And mostly, being financially secure today means going out and looking for opportunities. As I was talking about, the information age, book publishing, article writing, that people read all the time. People are always learning. People want to learn about investing. And why investing? Because we look at it this way. The 40-40-40 club. You work for 40 years for 40% of your income. It's 40 hours per week for 40% of your income for 40 years. And think about it. If you live paycheck to paycheck, then when you retire, the only money you have to live on is Social Security. So why not look at investing as an opportunity to help you build your wealth, whether it's investing in property? And I've seen where they've talked about all of these things and they're still talking about teaching people how to invest in property and flip homes. And that's been going on ever since the late 80s and the 90s. And I think 1% of all the people that go into it actually earn money. Problem is that so many people that they wanted to be earning the income they had when they were working in a corporation. And so they're thinking, well, if I go into something where I can flip houses, then I can make it immediately. But the alternative is to look at affiliate marketing or relationship marketing, but look at it, as he was saying, as something that you really love to do, something that you would be using ordinarily on an ongoing basis. The problem is that for so many people, that they jump into a program, they don't give it enough time to see if it's going to work, and then they turn around and they change. And, you know, it takes time to work at something, to build it. But the problem with what the image of multi-level marketing, as when it comes to Amway and when it comes to Herbalife, that their whole thing was that go to your friends, carry a lot of product, you know, sell, and keep recruiting and recruiting and recruiting. And, you know, for so many people, what they're thinking of and what happens become two different things. So let's look at some things that you can do that can help you create some opportunities for yourself in the workplace. And look at some of the things that you can do that can help you create opportunities. And when my father was alive, people just thought of investing in the stock market, but they didn't look at it as long-term investments. And some of the things that my father invested in, and one of the main ones was Coca-Cola. And why Coca-Cola? Because we come from Georgia, and Coca-Cola was a Georgia company. And he bought, I think, 50 shares for $500. He's been gone over 40 years, and I don't know exactly when he bought them. And that 50 shares is now at least 7,000 shares. And that interest on that money that comes in monthly helps support his children who have disabilities and don't have or didn't have the same opportunities coming from the era that they come from to get the education and the opportunity to move into the workplace. The only reason I am able to do what I do is because I was not going to accept what society was telling me, that I was helpless and shouldn't choose to make a life for myself. And if I looked at my grades didn't equal what I was capable of. But the fact of the matter was that when I was in school, there was no such thing as special education. There were no education for people with disabilities. So teachers didn't understand that I learned differently and how I needed to adapt. And I learned more by doing than I actually learned by reading or just listening. I have to actually put it into practice before I can actually, it gets from short-term memory into long-term memory. If you understand yourself and what your needs are, what your capabilities are, then you're able to do and achieve the things that you want in life. The problem was that my father died in 1970, and so you got to remember, he was doing this in the 40s, the 50s, and the 60s, when it was not popular for people to get involved in the stock market or to look for ways to invest in things that would bring in a high return. Now you've got the financial advisors. You've got the corporations that when they have hired the people from the 40s, the 50s, when those people retired, many of them just lived on Social Security and they were supposed to live comfortably. But due to inflation, due to what's been going on in the economy for the last few years, that is not enough. So we need to look at other options of how we can create wealth. The sad part is for some people, they don't always think about it. And usually the best people to ask are those who have gone out and made the money, because they are willing, especially if they're willing to help you as a investor, then you need to look at it as a given option for you. And look for ways that you can do things that will truly help you get where it is that you want to be financially, so that when you get old enough, you can go out and travel and enjoy your life and do the things that you truly want. And instead of looking at what someone else is doing. And one thing is, you know, that what I find is so many times people will turn around and take someone and instead of learning what they're doing and how they're doing it and what has made them successful at doing what they're doing. And, you know, if someone is a celebrity and they choose to do something for someone or for what, they don't always have to tell you. If they are starting up a business and they built up a name for themselves Like one of the things that I remember when I was looking at doing seminars, I was thinking, well, what can I do as a back of the room sale that would be my own product that I would earn 100% of the commission on it instead of 25% selling other people's information as a back of the room sale. And I remember thinking, why not T-shirts? You know, that was something that we need to look at. And if a celebrity chooses to go in another direction than just being on your screen as an actor, and they're looking for an option or a way to start a business. And I remember back when Ron Howard wanted to make his first movie, and he and his partner, they did an IPO, an initial public offering, so that people could buy stock in their company, and that company was a movie studio. And then once they had made the money, they wanted to buy out their investors. And their investors understood that as long as their name was attached to it and they were making money for them, why not let them buy them out? Well, guess what? He and his partner decided, well, if you're not going to let us buy you out, then we'll just leave this company and form another company. Well, you know what? Then the investors realized that their doing that was not going to continue to receive the dividends. So therefore, they were willing to let them buy them out so that they owned their company. And today, with the internet, with websites, you see celebrities, if they understand that if they're in a soap opera or if they're in a TV show, those shows are not going to last forever. And what are they going to do afterwards? And if they decide if they're going to go into directing, if they're going to go into other directions, and they have a following from the show they're on, then why not go to those people and ask them and say, you like me. You like what I've given you all these years. Would you be willing to invest in me by buying a T-shirt or buying other merchandise? If they're willing to and they purchase it, then that helps that individual go in another direction, and they can maybe become as successful, because today, in today's marketplace, you have to be multi-talented. Nowhere, in no profession today, can you guarantee yourself that you are going to have a long-time career. And think about it. Soap operas have been around for almost 100 years. And where did they start? On radio. And then when the television became very popular, they moved to TV. And now they're all moving onto what becoming webisodes. And a lot of that's because of the restrictions that the studios put on them on the kind of content they could do. A lot of that's because the storytelling has become very stale and very old, and there's just nothing new and nothing different. So where are they going to go? Because you know what? One thing is why a lot of actors stay with soaps for years, especially if they had got into it from the time they were children and they kept that same role and grown up in the role. They have built up such a following over the years that it's inconceivable of them to think, why not use that following to do what other, help me financially in the other areas. And when I see people criticizing them for that or criticizing an actor for getting into a network marketing company and marketing it to his people who have followed him, then I'm like, I can see that they're thinking very small-minded, that they're the worker who works from paycheck to paycheck. the idea is, how are you going to change your thinking so that you can think like a millionaire, so you can think like an entrepreneur? Because if you can change how you think about those things, then you know what? You can change how you think about self-employment and other opportunities so that you don't have to live paycheck to paycheck anymore. And the sad part is that we are looking at things that need to be changed and look at where you love to go at. Think of all of those things that you can do that can put you where you truly want to be. And why are you looking at all of the things that that you can do that can help you get a true feeling of where it is that you should be on an ongoing basis, and look at the opportunities that you can do that can help you grow as an individual and help you get to the places that you truly want to be, you know? And be the person that you truly think you can be. And, you know, the sad part is that with so many people, it's all about who they think they can be and how they can grow as an individual and become the person that they truly want to be. So look for the things that you can do that can help you grow as an individual on a long-term basis. And think of all the things that you can do that can help you grow as an individual and be financially secure. And remember, financial security comes because you have a goal in life, that you put a plan in place. The problem is for so many people, they don't know how to do those things that can help them become the people that they truly want to be. And think about all of the things that you can do that can change your mindset and stop thinking so small-minded about how you don't have the same opportunities as someone else. You may not be that celebrity who has that talent that has made a name for themselves, but it doesn't mean that you within your niche can't become a celebrity. The idea is for you to find a way to grow and believe in yourself and who you are for the long term. And remember, you can go to my website, and that website is the number one, personalcareercoach.com, and you can sign up for both individual and group coaching. And if, as an individual, when we coach you individually, we'll set you down and we will help you put together a plan that can and keep you accountable to work that plan so you can grow on a long-term basis financially and become independent. They totally changed it. No wonder why. Now,